In 1962, a British political scientist, Bernard Crick, published In Defense of Politics. He argued that the art of political horse trading, far from being shabby, lets people of different beliefs live together in a peaceful, thriving society. In a liberal democracy, nobody gets exactly what he wants, but everyone broadly has the freedom to lead the life he chooses. However, without decent information, civility, and conciliation, societies resolve their differences by resorting to coercion. The use of social media does not cause division so much as amplify it. The financial crisis of 2007-2008 stoked popular anger at a wealthy elite that had left everyone else behind. The culture wars have split voters by identity rather than class. Social media are not alone in their power to polarize. Just look at cable TV and talk radio. But whereas Fox News is familiar, social media platforms are new and still poorly understood. And because of how they work, they wield extraordinary influence.